If Circuit Judge Richard Neese allows the extra time, it would be the second extension granted to Walker's campaign. State law normally allows officials targeted for recall only 10 days to review petitions. Judge Neese already granted an extra 20 days, largely because of the massive volume of signatures. The Walker campaign is now asking for another 2 weeks, meaning its review and any challenges would be due by March 12th. In a brief filed with the court, the Walker campaign says so far it's only been able to review about 25% of the roughly 1 million signatures turned in. The campaign says it's seen an error rate on the signatures of between 10 and 20%. And while the campaign concedes that it would need to strike roughly 50% of all signatures to cancel out an election, it says it still has a valid interest in filing objections and determining that a sufficient number of valid signatures are present. The campaign also notes that because the Government Accountability Board was granted a full 2 months to do its review, this extra extension won't delay any election. A call to the attorney representing Democrats was not immediately returned this afternoon. Democrats have accused the Walker campaign of delaying the recall election so that the governor can continue to raise unlimited money from campaign donors. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.